Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Skies are grey.
You never know, dear. Sorry, love.
I didn't know you were back.
Well, didn't you hear me come in?
No.
Blimey, I wasn't exactly quiet.
I thought you were in the bottling plant all afternoon.
Ah, no. I started early so I could finish early.
You'll think I'm an idiot now, croaking away like a rusty hinge.
You've got a smashing voice, Vic. When you think no one's listening.
Oh, it's only because everyone says you should sing to your baby.
I like hearing you.
I'll probably put her off music for life.
No, you won't, love. Nah, it's a nice idea.
Why have you finished early?
Oh, Roy reminded me about the Country Craft Fair at Lower Loxley this afternoon. Thought you might like to go. But only if it ain't going to be too much for you.
What's next, Roy?
The sheepdog demonstration. Starts in 20 minutes.
Oh, yes.
And the green woodworking's carrying on, of course.
The workshops seem to be going well.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest.
So Brenda wasn't very happy?
Thing is, Elizabeth, the slates were supposed to have been delivered on Wednesday. Then it was pushed back to Friday. Oh. And in the end, she had to go over there yesterday afternoon.
To Edgeley?
Yeah, that's right. And the bloke still turned up over an hour late. Ruined all her plans.
That is frustrating.
She can't wait for Matt and Lillian to get back. Let them handle the hassle.
At least it shows they trust her to run Amside while they're away.
They take advantage sometimes, if you ask me.
And when are they due back?
Sometime this evening. Last minute, I expect.
Well, I wouldn't want to rush back from Paris myself.
Me neither.
Yeah, these stalls always do well.
Hmm?
The specialist country clothing.
Oh, I might have a look around myself, with all the up and down weather.
We seem to be getting away with it at the moment.
Touch wood. At least it's a respectable turnout.
Thanks to you.
No.
You've worked very hard on this, Roy.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Just follow the template you and Nigel laid down.
Oh, it's a pity the whole business isn't that simple. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
No.
Particularly at the moment.
Ah.
Hi. I've got Freddie and Lily back safe and sound.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Afternoon.
Hi.
Thanks very much for ferrying them around.
Oh, not at all. Ben wanted to come over anyway. He's gone to look at the hawks with Freddie.
Oh, Jessica's flying them again at 4:30.
Oh, we'll be gone by then, I'm afraid. We need to get back for milking.
Where's Lily?
Oh, she spotted a friend as soon as we got out of the car. Tanya?
Oh, yes, Tanya. Well, I shan't see them again for the rest of the afternoon.
You might hear them, though.
True.
Especially if they get the giggles.
I noticed that when they met up.
Well, foghorns complain about Tanya.
And how did the meal go?
Oh, very well, according to Ben and Josh.
Mum must have loved it. All those grandchildren there for Sunday lunch.
She said it followed on nicely from the Harvest Festival service.
Oh, how long have they been here?
Oh, who?
Do you mind if
No, Roy, of course not.
All right. Hiya. You got here, then?
Well, been here best part of an hour, haven't we, love?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Had a good look round.
Did you see the hurdle making?
Well, I stuck my nose in for a minute, but wasn't nothing new.
No, your dad can make them as good as that already.
The poor chap's doing his best.
Hey, tell you what I did like, Roy.
What's that?
Hold on. There's a car here somewhere.
Oh, Fletch something.
I know who you mean.
Ah, yeah. Fletch Peterson.
Yeah, the bloke making bowls.
Oh, all sorts of tableware.
Out of apple wood.
Yeah. I noticed this down this morning.
Oh, he's got some lovely stuff.
I wondered if it's worth asking him to apple day. You know, he could sit up in the orchard.
Or Grundy's field.
Oh, yeah. It's been held both places this year, isn't it?
Well, it'd give people something to look at between all the daft competitions. Longest strip of peel and all that.
Well, he's got a pole lathe, so...
Go on. Ask him then.
Oh. Hey?
Oh, Mike.
Hey, what is it? What's wrong?
It doesn't help, you know?
Hmm?
bad enough, George and Kira moaning because we didn't have any custard creams for after.
Can you wait a second, Em?
Do you have to do that now?
Well, when else am I going to catch up on yield figures, eh?
How about after you've apologised to me?
What? What for?
Having a go at me over lunch.
I didn't have a go at
you. Yes, you did. When George pulled a face at his plate, you laughed and said, me too.
Oh, come on,
Em. Have you any idea how long it took to cook that?
It was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
All I meant was...
What?
Well, you know, you've got to admit that we've had an awful lot of bean and vegetable casseroles lately.
And you know why that is?
Yeah, well, of course I do.
Well, then.
I don't mind them, normally, but for Sunday lunch...
What am I supposed to do? Magic up a roast from nowhere?
It doesn't have to be a roast.
That's what you're always on about.
Anything you can't eat through a straw would be nice.
Oh, that's not fair.
You've got to admit, we seem to be living on soups and stews
because
at the minute.
That's all we can afford.
Well, yeah, I know. I know we've got to be careful,
so the
but...
least you could do is back me up in front of the kids.
I do!
No, you don't. You're always taking their side, making out my cooking's boring.
But I've never said that.
That's exactly what you meant with George, though.
No, it isn't. I just think that...
What?
Well, even when we didn't have any money at home, my mum always managed to cook something tasty.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Oh, don't be like that.
She might be able to make something out of nothing, but I'm afraid I'm not your mother, Ed. I'm not a miracle worker.
Ah, there we are, that's better.
Mike, you can't just open the window. What about everyone else?
Oh, well, he said it's all right. Some fresh air will do you good.
You don't need to fuss over
me. No, you ain't fussing.
I'd been standing up too long, that's all.
So, let's have a nice little sit down in here. It ain't too busy for you.
No.
It's quite shady, this end of the orangery, but if you want to move...
Honestly, Mike, I'm all right.
You give me quite a turn.
I'm sorry.
You went so pale.
I felt giddy for a second, but only because I needed to sit down.
You're sure it ain't any more than that?
I'm certain.
Vic?
Yes, I am.
Oh, here we are, Vicky.
Oh, that's lovely, Roy.
Right, well, is there anything else I can get for you? You don't want to lie down somewhere?
No, not at all.
No, it'll be no trouble. No,
that's all right, Roy. Vicky's starting to feel better.
Much better, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I could hunt out one of the St John lot.
Really? There's no need. Well, didn't Hayley ever get tired when she was carrying Abby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty of times.
Well, that's all it is.
Yeah, we'll just have a little sit down and go straight home.
We don't have to, Mike.
It's all right.
No, we can have another look round if you like.
No.
Well, you wanted to look at the fishing stall.
Oh, well, if there's really nothing else I can do for you...
Oh, no, you get off, Roy. Yeah.
Elizabeth will be wondering what's happened.
Yeah, perhaps I better get back. Just... Give us a shout if...
No, don't worry.
Oh, and thanks. Oh, I feel such an idiot, causing all this trouble.
Ah, it's my fault for persuading you to come here.
You didn't persuade me. I'm enjoying it.
Really?
Yes. And so's our daughter.
Hey?
She's been having a good little wriggle round. Gonna feel her?
What? Here?
No one's looking. Go on.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Here?
No, come round a little bit.
Oh.
Can you feel it?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Oh, I've never known her so busy.
Oh, hello, darling. It's me. Your dad.
My first thought was it'll be the same everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Caroline told me Grey Gables bookings are down on last year.
Yeah, and they've had problems at Morley House.
Yes, but unfortunately it's not just the annual variables. I've been looking at our figures for the past 4 years.
Ah.
And it's quite a sobering experience.
Right.
See, there's a dip across the board. Day visitors, conferences, school groups even.
Oh. And Hayley worked so hard to get those in.
I know. All the same, they haven't done particularly well this year.
Well, that's the local authority. You're tightening the purse strings.
Weddings are holding up, but...
Well, in a recession.
I understand that. Do you know Duncan Simpson?
No, I don't think so.
He was with Felpersham Business Vision for years.
Oh, yeah, no, I know them.
Yeah, and he set up his own consultancy a while ago. I believe Barefield Manor have used him.
Ah, now, yeah, no, I heard about that.
They seem to be weathering the storm better than we are.
Uh-huh.
I suspect Duncan's input has been a big part of that. People speak very highly of him.
And you want him to look at us?
Well, I'd like you to set up an initial meeting.
Okay. First job tomorrow.
Thanks, Roy. We need someone to assess the way we operate before the problem gets any bigger.
In you go. In you go. That's it. Come on. Come on. That's it.
Ruth?
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi. Before you start, you know your skirting board upstairs on the landing?
Yeah, which bit?
Outside Ben's room.
What about it?
Well, it's all the way along, actually. I couldn't help noticing last time I was hoovering. It's got quite grubby, hasn't it?
Has it?
All the paintwork up there has, to be honest. The doors as well.
Oh, dear.
I was wondering if you want me to give them a good wash down. Well, that's all they need, not repainting.
Well, if you've got time when you're next over...
Oh, no, I didn't mean in my normal hours.
Oh.
It was too big a job. But if I did it as a one-off, say a couple of hours extra one day?
That's very good of you.
Maybe have a go at downstairs as well.
It's all right. I don't think we'll bother at the moment, thanks, Emma.
Oh.
With the boys rushing round, it won't stay clean for long.
No. Okay.
But would it be any use if I paid you as normal this week?
Oh, no, Ruth, you don't have to do that.
Are you sure? It's as easy for us. Then you just say when it's convenient to work off the advance.
No, thanks.
It's no trouble.
I was only thinking about the paintwork. I'm not worried about money at all.
Matt?
Oh, shh, go back to sleep, puss. I'm just getting my wallet.
What time is it?
Oh, still early.
What are you up and dressed for?
Well, I've got to start work.
Oh, do you have to?
Right, so?
We got home so late. Don't know about you, but I'm still shattered.
Will you stay in bed, puss?
Can't we pretend today's a holiday as well? And you climb back in.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, eh? You are not making this any easier.
What's so urgent it can't wait another hour or two?
Oh, the job in Edgeley, the auction in Little Croxley, and making sure Jazza McCreary's got his bags packed.
Oh, well. All right. No peace for the wicked.
Afraid not.
Off you go then, Tiger. Make us a fortune.
You want me to bring you a cup of tea in first?
Not a tartine and café au lait.
Well, I can do you a jam sandwich and a mug of instant.
Don't bother. Though, you can pass me my mobile on your way out.
Oh, OK.
I better start catching up with the world.
There you go.
Thanks.
I might try and get back early, eh? See if we can rekindle the holiday spirit.
Yes, please. Bye, Tiger.
See you later.
What on earth's going on?
You've come for a shower, Kira.
Carefully.
Don't worry. You've missed the cow.
Are we not stopping?
Where have the cows gone, Kira?
We've only come to give you these.
Oh, was it?
Oh, just a few sandwiches.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
We went to the shop specially.
I'm absolutely famished.
It's my fault. I didn't know we'd run so low on bread again this morning.
Well, at least there was enough for the kids' breakfast.
Well, you need something as well.
Oh.
What?
No, that's great.
Fish paste's all we had.
No, it's fine. I'll have them when I finish cleaning the yard.
You know there's hardly any housekeeping left.
It's all
so why
right.
Do you always have to be so difficult?
Oh, psychic, but I don't think they're in.
Oh, sorry. Have I disturbed you?
By hammering away next door for 5 minutes, I hardly noticed.
You don't know where the Walters are, do you?
Why do you want to know?
I'm their landlady.
Oh, I see.
No, it's all right. It's nothing bad.
No, Arthur's told me about you.
Well, I'm only here because he's been trying to get hold of me all weekend.
Really?
Yes, but I've been away.
I see.
He left a string of messages, and when I finally rang back, I only got voicemail. Please, I'm not chasing them for money or anything like that. I'm very fond of Arthur and Joyce. Is something wrong?
You haven't heard, then?
What?
Joyce took a nasty tumble last Friday.
Oh, no.
They rushed her straight off to hospital. Arthur's hardly budged from her side since.
Arthur.
Oh, hello.
I'm so sorry I haven't rung back. I've been away for a few days.
No, don't worry. It's good of you to come here. How did you know?
Your neighbour. Now, how's Joyce?
Well, you've only just missed her.
I got lost trying to find the right ward.
It's a real rabbit warren, isn't it? They're taking her down for more tests.
What's the matter?
Her hip. They say she's got a hairline fracture.
Oh, no.
Complete bed rest supposed to do the trick, but well, she swelled up a little overnight.
Poor soul.
I do apologise, Lillian. I didn't mean you to come racing over.
But I wanted to.
Well, I only kept ringing because with it happening on Friday, early on Friday, I was going to go into town and move some money from our savings into our current account. Well, I know everybody does it by computer these days, but I don't like them. Too easy to fiddle with. Anyway, with Joyce having an accident, I haven't had a chance.
I'm not quite with you, Arthur.
Well, the rent's due today, isn't it?
Oh.
I don't want you thinking we're messing you around if there's a hold-up with the money.
That doesn't matter.
No?
No.
Oh, and your partner will think the same, will he?
Yes.
He's never slow to shout out if he thinks he's owed.
Arthur, forget all about the rent for the moment. All that matters now is making sure that you and Joyce are okay.
Is George in?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, I thought he'd be on by now.
I will in a minute. Ed's just fetching him from the bus.
Well, do you mind if I wait?
What for, Will?
Because I've got something for him.
Oh?
Yeah, I hid it down here in case he answered the door. Ta-da! How about that, Emma?
What's in the cage?
It was very good of you to come back for me, Lillian.
No trouble at all.
It saved me a long wait for the bus.
Well, I had plenty to do in Borchester while you spent time with Joyce.
Well, she was glad I could stay on. Now, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, I see.
Well, it might be all right for such as yourself, Lillian, light on your feet, but it's not been easy for us.
And it's been like this for over a week.
Oh, no, it was worse to start off with.
How?
Well, nearly all the floorboards were up at the beginning.
What, the whole landing?
Daryl only left us the ones by the wall to get around on.
Did he?
It was like trying to squeeze double-decking down a cycle lane.
Should never have left it like this.
Well, he couldn't help it. He was taking off at short notice for another job.
Yeah, I know, but that's no excuse.
We thought someone was going to put it right the next day.
And no one came.
We didn't see either nor error of anyone. I told Joyce someone's messed up.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
But that's why I put a few boards back myself.
Yes, well, you've no choice.
Well, only loose mind. It's no good. They're still wobbly.
Oh, it's awful.
Well, I'm terrified how Joyce will cope when they do let her out.
Oh, don't worry, Arthur. I'll sort it out. Now, is this where she fell?
No. It was going back in the bedroom. But she was so tottery after weaving around this lot.
I am so sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. You didn't know it was like this.
Something has gone badly wrong.
Oh, yes.
But I promise it's going to be put right again in double quick time.
You like him, then?
I love guinea pigs. He's fantastic.
Careful, Georgie. Don't let him get away.
No, you better put him back in his cage.
Oh.
Go on. Then you can take him through to show Kira, can't you?
All right.
Hey, be careful. I don't want that thing biting her.
Oh, she'll be all right, Em. It's not exactly Godzilla.
You'll have to choose a name for him.
Little Mitch.
Oh, because of my dog?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have to call him Big Mitch then, won't I? If you've got Little Mitch.
Yeah, you all right with that?
Yes. Kira, look.
Hey, don't take it out of the cage through there.
Right then. I've printed some stuff off the net about guinea pigs. Where shall I...
Oh, on the table.
Well, that'll help you get started.
You needn't have bothered.
Will, you should have spoken to us first.
Sorry?
Before getting him a pet.
Oh, I would have done. Well, if it was a dog or anything like that.
This is going to take looking after as well.
Not much.
Cleaning out? Feeding?
Oh, all right. If you don't want it here, George can always keep him at my place.
No, that's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, we're fine with it.
It?
Really?
Yes.
Then I'll head off. Got to get ready for tomorrow. First shoot of the season. See you, George.
Bye. Thank you, Dad.
Oh, you're welcome. Right, I printed off pretty much everything you need to know.
Don't worry, we know what we're doing.
Well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
See ya. He should have said something to us first. Ed?
I know.
Then why didn't you back me up?
Because it's not worth arguing about.
We should have agreed. Let Georgie keep it at Will's house.
No.
Why not?
Because there's one more reason for George to like being there more than here.
Oh. All the same, it's a real pain.
Oh, come on, Em, it's only a guinea pig.
Still needs looking after properly. How long before George loses his interest and we have to do it all?
It might teach him a bit of responsibility.
Do you really think so?
Okay, I wish that Will hadn't done it either, but he has.
And that's another thing. The cost of the food.
Well, it says here you can feed him vegetable scraps. And handfuls of grass.
Huh.
Oh, this might be more of a problem.
What?
It's got to have a decent sized run and hutch. The carry cage won't do.
That's more expense, isn't it?
I'll knock something together myself.
Like you haven't got enough other jobs. What?
It says they eat guinea pig in Peru.
Do they?
Well, I reckon it'll probably taste a lot better than fish paste.
Apart from anything else, Matt, she could sue us.
Oh, I'd like to see her try. You said she fell in the bedroom, which we hadn't touched.
For heaven's sake.
It was an unfortunate accident, that's all.
Because the poor woman had been staggering all over the landing.
So her husband says.
Yeah, and I believe him. The place was a death trap.
He made it worse.
He simply put a few boards back down.
Well, he'd no business touching them.
The place should never have been left like that.
No, I agree with you that far.
So why was it?
Well, apart from anything else, because of you.
What?
Well, you told me to take Daryl off the job.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, it's true.
I didn't want him to leave it like that.
No, neither did I. I'd no idea he'd put the tenants at risk.
Oh, and it didn't occur to you to check.
No, why should it? I thought he had some basic common sense.
So it's all his fault.
Oh, Lillian. Yeah, fair enough. I keep falling into the same old trap. I'm too trusting. I'll get onto him straight away tomorrow. No, I'll even ring him now, see what the hell he was playing at.
No.
Well, there's no point putting it off. He's got to put things right.
No, don't bother, Matt. Forget the Walters house from now on.
What?
I'm taking over.
Sorry?
I'll supervise the repairs. You get on with other things.
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Don't you dare say that. There is a woman in hospital because you've been so damn careless.
I can't be expected to micromanage every last detail.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm getting our people in there tomorrow.
What, off other jobs you can't?
Oh, you watch me.
Oh, there's no reasoning with you.
Matt, I will decide who works there, what they do each day, and the condition they leave it in when they finish. Because that way, at least, I know the job will be done properly.
I can wait in the house till you've finished.
No, move in closer, Dad. Distract Bella.
Distract her?
Give her something to look at.
Oh, all right.
It'll stop her getting nervous. She's not very good with injections, are you, girl?
Is she likely to kick?
Don't worry, she just bites at that end.
Alistair.
There we go.
Oh, she didn't even notice.
No, she wouldn't. She's one of the most placid animals I know.
I hope you enjoyed my discomfort.
It was useful having you there. Normally Shula helps with vaccinations, but she's doing some shopping for Reg and Bunty again. Good girl.
Well, perhaps it's an advantage she's not around.
Huh?
I'd like to speak to you in complete confidence.
Go ahead.
I'm writing an article for Borsuchia Life.
Oh, well done.
It hasn't been accepted yet. In fact, haven't actually started writing it.
Oh.
That'll be easy enough. The hard part is choosing an appropriate subject.
Why Borsuchia Life? It's not one of your usual reads.
To show Christine I'm not the desiccated academic she sometimes takes me for.
Ah.
So it's very important she doesn't find out yet.
Well, in case you're not up to it.
I wish to present it as a fait accompli.
I won't say a word. And Bella's pretty reliable.
I intend interviewing a series of local figures to illustrate unique aspects of contemporary county life.
Oh, it could be quite interesting.
Except I'm struggling to choose a suitable subject for my first attempt.
Ah.
The whole project depends on impressing Glenn Whitehouse with a sample article.
And you haven't got anyone in mind?
Oh, I came up with a long list of possibles, but no one quite right. And then I thought of you.
Oh, well.
I hoped you might suggest someone. You know Borsuchia much better than I do.
Right. Someone in the county who...
Preferably a craftsman or artist.
Okay.
Not already famous. I don't want to retread old ground. I did wonder about Maurice Horton, Master Butcher.
No.
No?
He's a lovely chap, but people read Borsuchia Life for light relief, not existential angst.
Then I discovered a fascinating sculptor in Pennyhasset.
Oh.
Only to find out she died last month.
Ah, well, that would put a crimp in the interview.
After that, I keep going over the same names, but no one quite stands out.
Got it. I know just the right person.
You carry on weeding, Mrs. B.
Oh, it's all right. My knees are ready for a break.
I only came to say goodbye.
Oh, you didn't find anyone to share the flat with, then?
No, and Matt was growling at me like a rotty yesterday, so off a trot.
Oh, what a pity, Jazza. Where are you moving to?
Well, I've been told if I'm quick enough, there might be a bed for me at the Elms tonight.
Oh, the homeless centre?
Aye.
Oh, surely you've got somewhere else to go.
Don't fash yourself. It's only for a day or two.
But isn't it very rough there?
Plenty of good folks use the Elms. There's only a few real rogues. You know, violent ones.
Oh, how awful.
That's why I bought this bin bag here. There's some things I don't want to lose in it.
Oh, you want me to look after them?
Aye. I was fretting who to ask. Then I remembered wrestling that chair out for you the other week. And you saying if ever I need a favour.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm happy to help. Give me the bag.
Oh, it's quite heavy. There's a real nice bread maker in it.
Oh.
Maybe I should carry it in for you.
Oh, all right. The door's open.
Thanks, Mrs. B. Would this favour run to a farewell cup of tea, you know?
Admiral's the last one, and he really is a little nervous.
Well, if I stand and talk to him, he won't mind. Will you, boy?
You're getting rather good at this.
I can see considerable merit in your suggestion, Alistair.
Well, there's a lot of interest in the dairy industry at the moment.
And setting up and running a micro-dairy certainly shows initiative.
In we go. And there's his woodcraft as well.
Oh, yes.
Managing woods, hedge laying.
Yes, there's definite potential. But is it really the right time to ask him?
I think so. If I were Mike... All done, Admiral. I'd be glad of the chance to talk about something else for once, instead of having to focus on becoming a father again the whole time.
Top biscuit. You made them yourself?
Yes.
They're fantastic.
I make a batch fairly regularly. Jim seems to like them.
Can I push my luck and take another one for the road?
Oh, please do.
Should help keep me going the night. Can't keep Holly a takeaway long at the Elms, I've heard.
Oh, Surely there must be somewhere else you can go.
I can't just land myself on a friend's doorstep and hope they've got a decent heart, can I?
No.
I even know it'd only be for a couple of nights. 3 at absolute maximum.
You've somewhere to go after that?
As good as. My mate's neighbour's got a cousin renting a room, and the guy who paid the deposit's in Oshio so far. Yeah, so I'm first in line, as soon as Mackie gets back for Ibiza.
Mackie?
My mate's neighbour's cousin. That's why it'd only be a couple of nights. And with the hours I work, my body'd hardly know I was in the house at all.
Oh.
Apart from a wee obsession.
Obsession?
For tidying up after myself. I must have rubbed off for Harry. I just stopped myself grabbing the sponge there to mop up the mug rings.
Oh, I do feel bad.
You don't. The tea was bra.
I mean, I have got a spare room here.
Oh?
And in theory, if someone were to let themselves in and out of the back door quietly...
Christine, you're an angel.
Mwah. Oh.
An absolute smasher. Will I go and get the rest of my stuff then now?
In you go. Keep going.
Want me to help?
Just stay there, Brent. Stop her bolting.
What's wrong with her?
That's it. Well, not much, I hope. A slight limp.
Oh, yeah.
There might be an infection. I'm going to take a proper look in the yard.
Oh, so you won't be home for a while?
Not really. If I'd known you were going to finish early...
I didn't know myself until 10 minutes ago. I just walked out of the office.
Oh, you had a row with Matt?
No, I made an excuse about getting some printer ink and legged it.
Tough day.
Awful. He and Lillian are barely talking to each other.
Why not?
She's taken over running a job in Hollerton and he's not very happy about it.
I thought she normally left him to get on with things.
Not this time. They were having a blazing row about it when I walked in.
Well, I haven't had such a great day either.
No?
I finally got round to ringing Kirsty.
About the new order?
Yeah. I thanked her, and Frank, for preparing the sample meals. But we agreed there's no way Jax can cope with large commercial orders.
No.
So, I spent another 2 hours ringing nearly every food processor in the county.
No luck?
None at all. Half haven't got a gap in their schedules. The rest want to charge too much.
Maybe you'll have to look out a county.
I hope not. I want to be near enough to troubleshoot. Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
I've just thought of something.
Come through, Jim. You're not disturbing anyone.
I only wanted to return your cake tin. Oh.
Evening, Jim.
Jazz is staying in the spare room tonight.
Just for a few days. Did I get myself fixed up elsewhere?
I hadn't realised.
We only arranged it this afternoon.
I'm sorry if you were after some oat crunchies, but I've just snaffled the last one.
You've eaten all of them?
Aye. I didn't think I'd have room after the chops and totties, but somehow I rose to the challenge.
You certainly look as though you've settled in.
Oh, he has.
Like my dad says, you relax and your host can relax. Good advice, eh?
In certain circumstances.
Anyway, I can't stay gassing with you two all night.
Oh, you're going to bed?
Aye, Sammy's have got to be up in a few hours getting the milk out. See you then.
Good night, Jazza.
Good night.
And thanks again, Christine. You're a marvel.
Christine.
I know. I keep asking myself how it happened.
Was hypnosis involved?
Oh, Jim. I feel so sorry for the boy. It was here or the homeless hostel.
Surely not.
And it is only for a day or two.
Oh, well then.
But he's driving me crackers already.
I can imagine.
He's virtually emptied the fridge.
He might have left one oat crunchy.
Oh, if I'm truthful, I don't really want him here, but I can't bear the thought of turning him out with nowhere to go.
Well... If you can put up with him for tonight, I may be able to solve the problem.
Oh, that was great, Bran.
It was nice having time to cook something decent for once.
Mm.
Despite Linda's interruption, she was so disappointed.
Oh, no, you couldn't get involved.
Ugh.
A decent pantomime may be, but much ado about nothing.
You are such a Philistine, Tom.
I remember John saying what a nightmare A Midsummer Night's Dream was.
At least she left me time to make the chicken jalfrezi.
You'll have to walk out of work more often.
I will do if Matt and Lillian carry on being the misery twins.
Are you sure you don't like my idea, Bran?
Sorry.
Why not?
You'd be investing an awful lot of money without any guarantee of a return.
That's the same with anything.
Or even covering your costs.
It makes sense, Bren. The unit's coming vacant in a week. It's right next to mine.
Apart from the rent, setting up a kitchen costs a fortune. Equipment, labour. You don't have the orders to justify it.
It's chicken and egg, isn't it?
How?
Well, if I don't have the capacity to fulfil large orders, how am I ever going to get them?
You've got to build up step by step.
Even if it means turning customers away?
Yeah, that's not happening, Tom.
Not yet, but it will do. And if I have to scrabble for somewhere to process the meals every time...
Your first priority is flexibility.
That's what the extra unit gives me.
You'll be paying for capacity you're not using.
What better incentive to find new markets?
Unless you go broke first.
No, that's not going to happen.
No?
No. The holiday cottage order's only the start.
Let's hope so.
And I don't want to go through all this again next time.
Well, no.
If I rent the new unit, I can accept any order in any time frame. I'm not at the mercy of anyone else's schedules. And I'm not vulnerable to price hikes. I'll be in total control.
You're sounding scary now.
I'm serious. It puts the Tom Archer brand in a great place to expand. What's wrong with that? You might not buy it, Bren, yet. But I'm definitely following through on this.
Now, what do you think?
Oh, the squares look lovely.
Good. There's quite an art to spinning and knitting llama wool, actually.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I've done a few things, of course. An early blanket, hat for Oscar. But I continue to make strides.
Oh, I'm sure.
Though dyeing can still be a little hit and miss. It has a tendency to felt up. But I'm determined to have your blanket ready for when baby arrives.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Linda.
Not at all. Actually, sitting and spinning is very therapeutic.
Oh.
You see, as the yarn twists, my own tensions seem to unwind.
Oh, that must be nice.
It's a blessing at the moment.
Why's that?
Well, drumming up support for auditions has been rather unrewarding. Now, do take a closer look. I can't decide whether to go with a plain colour for the whole blanket, perhaps with a border, or separate, different coloured squares.
Oh, I don't know.
Getting people to commit is very hard work, and much ado needs strength in depth. I've a notion for Dogberry, but I'm absolutely stumped for a Balthazar. Vicky? Oh, dear, what's the matter?
Careful, Jim. They catch you.
No, not much.
Dishing's off for food. That's why the straw's so mucky.
Perhaps if I come round here.
That's better.
As long as you appreciate Jazza, it's nothing personal.
Oh, I get that.
Christine's simply a very light sleeper.
I tried to be quiet going out this morning.
Oh, she realises that. But after she heard the door go, she wasn't able to drop off again.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's poor thanks for a favour.
So, I'm afraid, with regret...
I can understand. She wants me out.
Oh, it's not what she wants. It's simply not practical for her.
It was good of her to give me a night. No many would.
No.
She's some cook, eh?
Very much so.
They oat crunchies. So, what's happening? Is my stuff stacked up in the path ready to pick up?
No, of course not, Jazza. Christine wouldn't countenance asking you to leave if there wasn't another perfectly satisfactory arrangement.
It wasn't anything a patient said.
Oh, no. Work went really well today. I mean, I got tired, of course.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Vicky. Stop apologising.
What set me off? I hardly cried there at all. It wasn't until I got home, When Dawn, you know Dawn?
The receptionist.
Yeah, well, when I had 5 minute break, she pulled up some photos on a computer. Her daughter's on a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she goes, she uploads pictures to some special site or other so her mum and dad can see what she's doing.
Oh, it's all right. Take your time.
And they were smashing. Ellie. She's called Ellie. And, oh, she's been trying all sorts. Mm. In one of them, she was on a camel.
Goodness. Rather her than me.
And there was one in this classroom where she's been a volunteer teaching somewhere, I don't know what. And she was surrounded by all these beautiful little children and they're all looking up at her smiling. And I told Dawn it was wonderful and I meant it. But I had to make an excuse and run to the bathroom.
Vicky.
My little girl's never going to do that, is she? Any of it.
Oh.
Travelling on her own. Seeing the world.
Oh, Vicky. She might travel. And even if she doesn't, think of the things she will do. She might be an actress or love painting.
No matter how much I care for her and love her, she'll never be able to fly the nest like that.
No, not quite, but she can become very independent.
But she's not even born yet and so many doors are slamming shut.
I know. But Vicky, she's very lucky to have a mother like you. Who'll do her damnedest to push a lot of them open again.
But I can't change how my little girl is.
No. Oh, Vicky.
You don't mind, do you, Fallon? Me dragging you over just for an hour?
No. No, not at all. I like acoustic nights at Jack's.
I promised Kenton I'd keep an eye on things till 8.
Oh, what? What, you meant to be working now, Kirsty?
Oh, no, not officially. Well, I was supposed to be, but then Ifty rang to see if I was free tonight.
Oh, yeah?
He's got tickets for a band in Felpsham later. He knows one of the drummers.
Okay.
But he's not picking me up till 8:30, and I mean, Kenton's a good book, so...
So you and Ifty are definitely an item, then?
We seem to be heading that way.
Oh, wow, good for you.
I told Kenton I'd hang on till he gets here. Be around for the new bar girl if anything crops up.
Oh, right, I thought I didn't recognise her.
He's so easy to be with.
Huh?
Ifty.
Yeah?
It's funny when you meet someone who... Oh, quite often, we don't even have to say what we're thinking. We just get it.
That's great. No, I was glad you rang, actually.
I had that with Tom for a while. He was in here earlier, dropping off an order and getting hyper about his ready meals.
Oh, yeah. Brenda says he's getting really fixated.
Well, I suppose it'd be fairer to call it focused. He wants to set up his own kitchen at Sawyer's. He's got visions of selling thousands of ready meals.
Oh, he's never been short of ambition.
But he doesn't handle pressure half as well as Ifty.
Doesn't he?
Hey, he was showing me some breathing techniques at the weekend. I guess when you're facing a fast bowler, you can't let nerves get in the way.
Yeah, probably not.
It's all about calming yourself down, slowing your heart rate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. Am I going on too much?
Oh, no. No, it's interesting.
Forget me for a minute. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Well, you must be pleased to have your mum and Kenton back.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, it's great, but... I'm missing the buzz, you know, being in charge.
Kenton couldn't get back soon enough for me. Oh, Naomi's such a control freak.
I liked running the bull while they were away.
Huh?
Okay, so there were a few tricky moments.
Hmm. Like with Tug Fowler.
Oh, well, the comedy night did get a bit sticky.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Well, the most satisfying thing was me and Reese. I mean, we got some real teamwork going.
Yeah, you cope really well.
It was a real laugh.
Aren't you glad having time off now?
Well, that's what Mum keeps saying, that I should get out more and catch up with my friends.
Well, good advice.
Yeah, except they're all busy working or have got other things going on.
Oh. Do you want to come to the band with me and Ifty?
Oh, no. No, that's not what I meant. I just feel I need
need something to give me a boost.
Okay. I know exactly what you should do.
The bed should be all right.
Looks fine.
But if you do need an extra pillow, there's one in here.
Great.
And you know where everything else is.
Are you sure about this?
Perfectly.
It's really decent of you.
Oh, it's quite all right.
It's just till Mackie gets back.
Mackie?
My mate's neighbour's cousin.
Ah, I see.
His spare room's a probable definite.
In the meantime, you'll need this.
I'll get my own key.
Unless you intend teleporting in and out.
I've made a few quick exits in my time, but never quite that.
There you are.
Ta, I'll take good care of it.
Now, I'll let you unpack.
Before you dive off, can I just get one or two things straight?
What do you want to know?
Can I smoke in here?
No.
Right.
Not in the house or in the garden.
What about folks staying overnight?
I'm afraid not. I value my privacy.
No worries. And I'm guessing you're no big fan of loud music?
Not really.
You and Harry look two peas in a pod.
You can play Mahler or Bruckner at whatever volume you please. Anything else, please show restraint.
Well, that's great. I'm always giving Mahler some hammer.
But otherwise, I'm not going to lay down a great set of rules, Jazza.
Fair enough.
Circumstances dictate we are sharing the same house for a short while. As long as we treat each other with due respect and consideration at all times, I'm sure we'll get on perfectly well.
Aye. Thanks, Jim.
Well, you know where the bathroom is.
Just one thing.
Hmm?
Any chance here we lend while I'm here?
What do you want?
I noticed on the way up, there was a book on Greek myths lying out.
You want to borrow that?
Just for a day or two, if you don't mind.
Well, certainly. As long as you can keep it.
Now, don't worry. I'll get a good wash before I touch it.
So, the same day that Alice handed in a project and got her Viva date, she also got a job offer.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what? Running a space station?
Almost. A development engineer with an aircraft equipment supplier. Somewhere near Ramsbury.
She'll be on a cracking salary.
Oh, yeah. Chris brought her in to celebrate the offer and then spent the whole time cheering her up.
Why?
Oh, she's nervous, apparently. If she messes up the Viva, she doesn't get a degree and then she doesn't get the job.
But Alice has got brains to burn.
Yeah, she's still got to get through, though.
Yeah, of course. In fact, she probably needs a good night out as much as you do. So why don't
No!
You... Oh, are you sure?
Certain.
Where's the party girl gone, Fallon?
Yeah, good question.
Perhaps another Hollerton highball will bring her back.
Oh, have you got time for another drink?
We have been gabbing, haven't we? Actually, I'd better go.
Yeah, go on then.
What'll you do?
Head back to Ambridge in a minute, I suppose.
How?
Taxi.
Well, we can give you a lift.
No, it's all right.
It's no bother.
You're going completely the wrong direction.
Hey, that won't bother Ifty. Hey, you can do spontaneous, though you might have to listen to a lot of cricket talk.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to play Gooseberry at the start of your date.
Oh, he won't mind.
I will, though.
Oh.
Well, the last couple of days, I've seen Chris and Alice having a great time together. You over the moon about
Not over the moon.
And Mum and Kenton getting closer than ever after being away. And Brenda and Tom helping each other. I don't know, the whole world seems to go round in pairs.
Right.
Now that's why when you said we should have a girls' night club in.
Not your thing anymore.
No, not right now. These days I'd much rather be in a relationship that means something than settle for a quick thrill.
Yeah.
At the moment, the only way that's going to happen is if I buy myself a cat.
The extruded plastics have got back to us.
Do they still want to come?
Yes and no.
Oh?
Well, they'll book if they can have both conference suites.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but only till 2 o'clock, so at a reduced rate.
How much?
Third off, basically.
Any impact elsewhere?
Well, we'd have to say no to the jam sponges. But, I mean, they only want a morning in CS2, so that's not a huge loss, Elizabeth.
Can we find them anywhere else?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. Ah. Now, we might be able to do something.
Why press ganged?
Hmm?
Brenda's press gang due in Halion Tube going to the quiz tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because of Fallon.
Library any good?
Well, the polystyrene people squeezed in there last year.
Oh, that's right.
It seems to work quite well.
Oh, I'll suggest it then. No, apparently Fallon's feeling pretty low at the minute.
Oh, I thought she'd be pleased now her mum's home.
Well, she's missing the responsibility, apparently.
Well, once you've been the boss.
That's it. Well, and since she set up the quiz with Jazza, we thought we'd show willing, not even persuade Dad and Vicky to come along.
Oh. How is your father? You were worried about him.
Well, he seems much more comfortable now.
Good.
He was chatting quite happily about the baby last night when we picked Abby up.
These things take time to sink in.
Vicky was the quiet one, for once. Barely got a word out of her.
She's probably exhausted if she's anything like I was.
Well, she did look washed out.
Have you been in touch with the Westbury Courier?
Not yet.
Well, I will if you like. I mean, it's only confirming the autumn events ads, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, though Bert wants me to see if they'll take his latest poem as well.
Oh, the Ballad of Lower Loxley.
Yeah, he finally finished it last night. Just in time for Poetry Day, he said.
Well, if Bert wants to unleash that on the public, he can approach the Courier himself. I don't want it on my conscience.
Well, I've managed to avoid hearing it so far.
Lucky man. Oh, and I'm leaving Duncan Simpson to you.
Yeah, next up.
Is he back today?
His PA said he was flying in last night.
Oh, well, I think it's better if you make the arrangements, Roy.
Okay.
Oh, you missed the boys if you were open to catch them, didn't you?
I know.
Well, they finished last night. Everything's done now. The floorboards are down.
And have they painted the ceiling?
Yes. Is that why you're here? To check that it's all up to scratch?
Well, with your permission, I'll take a look round in a minute, Arthur. But first things first, how's Joyce?
It's one of the dates you said.
Oh, that'll be fine, Roy.
He's obviously a busy man. Took him a while to make space.
He's clearly in demand.
Oh, yes.
And it gives us a couple of weeks to pin down exactly what we want him to look at.
Well, what have you got in mind?
Well, the conferences, obviously.
Yeah. You were absolutely right. When you look at what we were getting last year.
It's depressing, isn't it?
Well, I just think it's the recession. Companies tightening their belts.
But there's so much more to it. Staff costs, event management.
Hi. Oh.
Have you finally got rid of them, Hayley?
Yes. The little angels.
Paxley Jr. are always lively, aren't they?
Lively's one word for it. Easier to spell than psychopathic.
Did they enjoy the nature trail?
Yeah, loved it, actually. Especially the treetop walk.
That never fails.
We put up some lovely leaf art in the crook barn.
Oh, I'll have a look later.
Before I go home, have you had your break, boy?
Oh.
That's fine. Go and have a coffee.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
No, that's all right.
Right, I'll get me jacket.
Are you going to the orangery?
I thought we could sit out while there's a splash of sunshine.
Do you want something bringing back?
Please, a latte and a... No, I'll be good.
No, go on, you've earned it.
All right, an almond biscotti.
We might want to go the long way round.
Oh?
Bert's at the bottom of the stairs, declaiming his poem on a loop.
Ah.
I enjoyed it the first two or three times.
What are the public making of it?
It's stimulating a lot of debate.
Is it?
Some people love it. Others not quite so much.
Well, if he will rhyme Pargeter with sat on a spur.
We'll head the other way then.
Oh, Roy, you did say 10 a.m, didn't you, for meeting Duncan Simpson?
I think so. Let's see.
Oh, so you're definitely bringing in a consultant then?
The important question is whether you're happy with it, Arthur.
You haven't made too bad a job.
Well, the carpet's gone back snugly enough over the board.
Yeah, that was Steve. He seemed to know what he was doing.
Yeah, he's very good.
And Danny was all right when he was told exactly what to do.
He painted the plasterwork.
Well, I was surprised how neat he was. Though he's got the social skills of a peanut.
It's not one of life's conversationalists, no.
Neither of them had the personal touch, not like Darryl. It's a pity he was ever taken off the job. I never saw the sense of that decision. He always tried his best.
Well, perhaps he spent a little too much time chatting.
Well, that's part of it. When you're going in the people's homes, you've got to get on with them.
Yes, well, he's certainly keen to please.
I expect you're sorry to be losing him.
Oh, well, we're not, as far as I know.
Oh, have I put my foot in it?
What do you mean?
Why, I thought he was starting another job. I must have been misinformed.
Oh, the church in Fawcett Magna.
That hasn't fallen through, has it?
No. But he's not starting there for a week or two.
Oh.
And even then, he'll still be doing jobs for us, well, as and when.
I'm glad to hear it. Anyway, well, in case anything crops up here, Joyce and I get on very well with him.
Well, at least everything's ready for her coming home.
Yes, yes. Well, not that we know when that will be.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry it's taking so long.
The physio's supposed to be seeing her, but...
Right. Well, look, if you're going in tonight, do give her my best wishes.
Oh, I will. Yes, she appreciates it, Lillian. We both do. It's made a big difference, you taking an interest.
That's my job. Now, look, I won't hold you up.
Have you got time for a cup of tea before you go? Well, the afternoons, they stretch out so far without Joyce here. And I haven't opened the fruitcake she made before her fall yet.
Oh, well, in that case...
You'll have enough time before you collect Abby?
As long as the traffic's not manic.
Oh, let's hope she's had a better morning in school.
Fingers crossed.
Are you taking the basket round when you collect her?
No, I'll pick it up from Underwoods. But I'll wait till you and Phoebe are home. Then we can all give it together.
Hmm. Looks pretty good on the website.
It's one of the nicest Moses baskets I've seen.
I hope they like it.
Oh, I'm sure Vicky will. Knowing that we're all behind her.
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad Linda called round last night.
You couldn't turn her down fast enough.
Oh, no, not about the auditions.
Balthazar doesn't sound much of a part to me.
No, what she said about Vicky being a bit down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that fitted in with what we noticed, didn't it?
Though, I suppose it's only natural, hormones and all that.
Well,
you had some right mood swings carrying Abby. But some days you nearly bit me head off.
I think this is a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Time I made a move.
And I mustn't forget the latte and biscotti.
Has Elizabeth said exactly what the consultant's going to do?
Oh, just see if we can smarten up the way we do things.
Any areas of the business in particular?
Some more than others, I guess. Basically, she wants Duncan Simpson to look at everything.
Oh.
And see where we're doing well and where we can improve.
Why is she doing it now?
Well, you know, what tough year it's been.
Is Lower Loxley in trouble?
No. It's just Elizabeth feels we can't afford to let things slip.
Normally, she sorts out problems herself. Or talks them through with you. Bringing in a consultant seems a pretty big step.
It's standard business practice these days. The same chap had a look at Bearfield Manor.
Didn't a few people lose their jobs there?
Yeah. But that's a completely different setup, love.
Is it?
Yeah. But I'm sure we don't need to start worrying.
You didn't enjoy national service?
Oh, it had its good points. I learned how to drive. All sorts of vehicles. So at least I had a school when I came back to Civvy Street.
That's what started you off as a bus driver?
I started off a few things during my service. Like the girl I was telling you about.
Sandra.
The only real girlfriend I had before Joyce. Well, supposed girlfriend. She lived quite close to the camp. Well, this was the one they had in Beckwell.
Yes, I know what you mean.
She had a soft spot for a uniform.
So did I when I was younger.
Oh, did you?
My first husband was in the Canadian Air Force, and boy, did he look the part.
Well, according to Sandra, I wasn't too shabby myself.
I'm sure you weren't.
I still remember how she looked when we met at the camp dance. I elbowed all my mates out of the way.
Did you?
Two jives in. I was in love. That's all it took.
Oh, I can believe it.
Yes, Sandra was a real force of nature. Full of plans and dreams that never quite worked. Always saying one thing, then doing the opposite. You know the kind I mean.
Oh, yes.
She'd arrange to meet up, swear it was important, then not be there. Or borrow me last 10 bob for the day, then never give it back.
Well, didn't you say anything to her?
Oh, of course I did. Well, eventually, after I got myself into a pile of debt paying for a trip to the lakes that never happened, she sobbed her heart out when I asked her where the money had gone. Promised me it had never happened again. She wasn't like that. And like a fool, I believed her.
Mm, you want to believe them, don't you?
She was a real charmer. 2 days later, it started again. She even smiled at me when I found her dipping into me wallet. I couldn't believe anyone could be so two-faced.
No.
But still I didn't finish with her. She was like a drug. She did me no good, but I couldn't do without her. Truth is, I'd have broken any law going to keep Sandra happy. I swear I was that big an idiot.
Oh, you were only trying to be loyal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, here I am, yammering away, boring you senseless.
No, not at all.
Well, it's all ancient history. Won't mean anything to you hearing about someone like that.
Oh, believe me, I've been listening carefully to every word you've said.
Any luck with 2 down, Jim?
Offensive when I'm saucy in hospital.
I wondered about impudent.
Not long enough.
No.
Insolent?
No.
Same problem.
Blatherskite?
I don't think so.
Blatherskite's offensive. No, I've got it. Gobs.
No, Jazza, not in the echo cryptic.
Impertinent?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to try to help you guys.
The answer.
You see? I'm pert in.
Don't try and explain. I can't handle too many thrills in one day. It's time I was off, anyway. You see what you can weigh me.
To the quiz?
Aye. Face a real intellectual challenge for once.
No, she's happy to stay in with the boys, Fallon, but I tried persuading Ed to come down with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, he knows all the, you know, the film and music stuff that usually goes over my head.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we could make up a mini-team or else, you know, join up with someone else.
But he wasn't interested?
No, he seemed quite keen, actually.
I'll let that settle, David.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, especially when I offered to buy him a pint or two. There you go. Till Emma came in, and then suddenly he remembered that he'd got jobs to do.
On a Friday night?
Well, he's got to finish making a hutch for George's guinea pig.
Oh. So you're not in a team?
No, not yet. Thank you.
I think there's a few gaps.
Yeah? Well, I'll look round. I'll see where my expertise can best be deployed.
Right. Have to be quick, then.
Oh, when's the kick-off?
Couple of minutes.
That's topped up.
Oh, thank you. Brilliant. Right, now, who needs the benefit of my wisdom, then?
If I could have my lager, Fallon, I'll get started.
Okay.
Got some real stonkers to throw at them tonight.
Have you?
And I reckon this split format you came up with is a really good idea.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Congratulations for containing your excitement. A lot of women who pass out will pay them a compliment.
Don't mind me, Jazz, I'm fine.
Looks like she had a dead rat under her nose all day.
I thought the job in Hollerton was finished.
She's still being snippy about it.
Auntie Lillian can certainly hold a grudge.
Well, Matt's no better. Kept having little digs about her interfering.
Evening, Tom, Brenda.
Hi. Oh, hiya.
Do you mind if I,
No, sit down.
Oh, thanks. I need counselling. I am completely humiliated.
Why?
Well, can you see Joe, Bert and Mr. Pullin there, the man short?
Oh, yeah.
So, half of my services.
Well, they didn't want you.
They are holding out for Derek Fletcher.
Oh. They wanted Derek rather than you?
It would break a lesser man.
They must be expecting a songs from the shows round. Oh. He always cleans up on that.
Yeah, well, all the same.
Oh, have you seen his hair yet?
Derek's.
Evening, quizzes!
Evening!
Hi.
Time to fire up your brain while I find my question sheets.
How are you two fixed?
We thought we'd be with Roy and Haley.
Yeah, but they've hitched up with Mike and Neil.
Oh, right. Well, How about,
Oh, yeah, great.
Are you sure?
Oh, please, we're absolutely desperate.
Thanks, Brenda.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, it's all right. I can't help it if I'm not Derek Fletcher.
Okay, here we go. First round. True or false?
Apart from Joe, Eddie and the rest of us demonstrating the cider press in action, there's going to be an exhibition in the pole barn.
Of what?
My photos of the orchard, before and after the great replanting.
But nothing's actually happening in the orchard itself.
All the usual events, bobbing for apples, apple and spoon race, that kind of thing.
Oh, good, we're not losing the traditional activities.
Not at all. Grundy's Field is simply another venue for the true apple enthusiast.
Will you be shuttling people between them?
Oh, we haven't discussed that.
A trailer would save everyone having to bring their own cars.
That's a good idea. I wonder if I can persuade Jazza to drive the tractor for us. A quid pro quo.
Jim?
Yes?
There's no sign of him going yet, is there?
We're still waiting to hear from the elusive Mackie.
Oh, his friend's neighbour's cousin.
I've a feeling he may have signed up as second mate on the Mary Celeste.
So when's Jazza leaving?
Oh, soon enough, I expect.
Oh, are you doing this because of me?
No.
To stop me feeling guilty?
Not at all, Christine.
Oh, I didn't intend you to be lumbered.
I'm not lumbered.
No.
In some ways, I find Jazza quite...
likeable?
Admirable.
I don't suppose many people have described him like that before.
If you consider, he's never had the advantages we've had.
I've never really spoken to him about his background.
Something I've picked up. He wishes his father had stayed around longer.
Who?
There was never anyone at home to ask questions, to learn from. Mum always seemed to have a new boyfriend. His brother kept egging him on into trouble.
Oh, what a pity.
And he admits himself he was no saint.
I don't imagine he was.
But where it might have crushed most people's spirit, he's retained a real spark.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. He has a genuine thirst to find out how the world works.
Up to a point.
Well, yes.
Well, he didn't seem gripped by Episteme's latest offering.
Well, he's new to cryptic crosswords. But he did show some interest. And he's an avid reader.
Jazza?
Ever since he came, he's been absolutely engrossed in one of my books on Greek mythology.
And the answers to the last three in that section? The Apollo spaceship.
Ah, yes.
The film was The Poseidon Adventure.
I told you.
And last, of course, Homer Simpson. Now, if you got all those right, you're officially a Greek classics boffin. And now a 15-minute break while I tot up the answers so far before we come back for sport and trivia and musicals.
Another lager?
Aye, it's thirsty work, educating the masses.
Hiya.
Oh, Rhys, you made it.
Yeah, well, I thought why sit at home on my own when there's better company here.
Oh. Are you going to join a team?
You can't just waltz in halfway through and do that, there's rules.
No, I'm not worried about the quizzes.
We can replace Derek Fletcher if you like. Sending me daft looking at his heat.
It's all right, Jazza. I'm happy enough just having a quiet pint and propping up the bar.
This afternoon was the first chance I've had.
To get to the estate office.
Yeah.
What was this for?
Oh, to see what they're asking for the unit next door.
Tom still needs somewhere to prepare the ready meal order for Speakman's.
In a hurry.
Oh, right.
You got our answer sheet, Jazz?
In this lot somewhere.
Are you two ready for another?
Oh, I certainly am.
What are you calling yourselves?
The Dream Team.
Oh, look, smell like deadbeats.
Tom, another Shires?
Please.
Might be more accurate looking at the rubbish you've put down.
Well, if these guys actually listen to me...
Brenda, do you want ice and lemon with your vodka?
Oh, yeah, cheers, David.
Listen to you?
Yes.
Hold on, who said Barbara Windsor's the Duke of Windsor's daughter true?
I was only joking.
You're having a laugh with all your answers as far as I can see.
Oh, seven?
And that's being generous.
Come on, Bren. We've got to do better in the second half.
Yeah, I was going to suggest getting Rhys on our team.
Good idea.
Only he looks like he's been hijacked.
But it wouldn't be so bad, but Mum's got her hands full in the restaurant.
Well, you seem to be coping.
Just about.
Yeah, only because I've taken pity on her.
Oh, cheek!
There's your vodka, David.
Thank you.
And I've brought up another bottle of gin and a whiskey.
That's great, I was just going to ask.
No need, I can spot these things well ahead.
Modest, isn't he?
Not so you'd notice.
Well, I'd got you sooner if I'd known you were struggling.
I'm not struggling.
I just got caught up buying a present for my Auntie Vi and Uncle Bernard's wedding anniversary.
Oh, right. When are you off?
I'm off on Sunday.
Mm. What did you get them?
Well, 30 years married, crash helmets.
What?
I'm only messing. I got them a cut glass fruit bowl. That's what my mum told me to get.
Well, sounds very tasteful.
11:50, David.
All right. There you go.
Oh, spot on, ta.
Want a tray?
No, it's all right. Got big hands.
Fallon, shall I make a start on the dirty glasses or shall I serve?
Oh, glasses would be great. But you don't have to.
No, it's all right.
I thought you came out to enjoy yourself.
I am enjoying myself.
Yeah?
Yes. I don't know how you'll manage without me next week.
Me neither. Right, who's next?
It's getting on, Jazzer. Shouldn't you be starting the second half?
Oh, let me finish my pint in peace. There's plenty of time before I need to get gone.
But you have to stop doing that, Jazz.
Why?
Because it's wicked.
Because Derek might hear you.
I may be talking about his cycling ability.
The first time he appears in public with a discreet little hairpiece.
And you start muttering, Wiggo, Wiggo, every 10 seconds.
Tom!
Watch it, Tom, he's looking at you. Maybe you're right, though. It's nobody diplomatic. I might be trying the flexors for a room next.
I thought you were staying with Jim.
Only for the moment.
How's it going?
Not too bad. The guy's more interesting than you'd think.
He should be. He's got a hat full of degrees.
You have to steer him off crosswords and Roman poetry pretty quick if you want to stay awake.
I was amazed when I heard you were staying there.
I don't know how long for. I'm waiting on a call for your friend, but it's not looking good.
Isn't it time for the second half of the quiz?
In a minute. But if I do have to move again soon, I don't suppose any of you guys...
Oh, I've had a really frustrating day as well, Jazz. Drawn a blank everywhere for the ready meals.
Oh, so it didn't work out with the estate, then?
No.
Didn't even get close.
Oh, it's a shame.
You'd think the way things are, there'd be room for negotiation.
A company with Brian Aldridge in charge.
Oh, they could have done a deal. I'm an existing client.
You're lucky, didn't he want pain and blood?
And it isn't only the rent, Tom, is it?
Okay, you were right, I was wrong.
What's this?
Well, when I had a closer look at the cost of setting up my own kitchen...
Oh.
Yeah.
The brand just can't afford to go down that route yet.
Unfortunately.
Even Morris said you'd be mad to try.
Well, I guess he knows all about companies going bust.
And isn't slow to tell me about it.
I don't know what you're fussing for, Tom. You always pull through.
Yeah.
Well...
No, you're no like me. You're born jammy.
Feels like my luck's finally running out this time.
No.
I'm afraid it is. I've got a ticking clock on my first big order for ready meals, and absolutely no idea where I'm going to make them.